everyone. Welcome back to All Things Boobs. I'm Madison.
And I'm Satara.
And today is actually a new kind of interview. We have someone on that has a page that's kind of a community support page for Fuller Bust Women, Busties, or Busties Forever. This is Bridget, and she is the person behind this amazing page. And she really stood out as someone who's doing something a little bit different in the lingerie field. And she's really just a great source of bringing people together and giving people a space to discuss. So Bridget, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to chat and deeply humbled. And I think this is going to be a good time.
So Bridget, why don't you tell us a little bit about Busties? Like, what is the page about, and what kind of content do you post?
Yeah, so Busties Forever is really a busty safe space. And I know that sounds really general, but it's really a space just for us, who people have big boobs, who identify as big boobs, to share our experiences. Because I would say most of us do not have a space, whether in person or on social media, to share, you know, what it's like to date with big boobs, what it's like to go shopping with big boobs, what it's like to dress with big boobs or work out. And I think I've learned when people do share more in real life, they're often met with like an eye roll or like, wow, your life is so hard with big boobs. It can be. It can also be really awesome. So we also talk about the good stuff too. But that's really what Busties Forever is all about. And, you know, you kind of get the pun with Busties, you know, we're a place of friendship. And I added the forever because I learned really quickly that a lot of the Busties, and myself included, have really at least thought about breast reduction, or their boobs have changed. You know, if they have a baby, they're more fuller, and then things change. And I want people to feel like they're always part of the community, because boobs will always change. And I want them to always feel like they can join and participate and support others as well. And then for content, you know, we're always doing something. We do like a lot. I do a lot of like storytelling. So I'll ask my busties to share something with me. It could be anything they want to get off their chest. And I've had some really eye-opening stories, whether people, you know, suddenly are going through breast cancer, or people, I've had a lot of people who were never busty and then they got pregnant and their boobs changed again and they're navigating that. Also, I've had some people share stories, you know, a lot of breast reduction, but also people who've got implants and they're part of the community now. And, you know, those are funny stories because they were like, I never knew how challenging it was going to be when I got the implants. And, you know, that's been eye-opening and just, you know, really interesting to hear. And then I share that on my page. And then we also do a lot of the fun stuff. Like, you know, it's summertime, so I'm doing a lot of bathing suit reviews. I love fitness, and we started a run club called Boobs on the Move. So I do a lot of, yeah, fitness content, and just always looking for fun, different stuff to share on the page.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. Yeah, guys, if you're in New York, like, definitely look up Busties, because the Boobs on the Move run club is like, has just started. So if you're looking for a group of people.
Happening.
Yes. Who understand how hard it is to run with boobs. Maybe you want to run with people with boobs.
So. No, I love that. I imagine it's so interesting that you've had people share about getting breast implants and then finding the struggle. I actually have so many people that go through that. And I just had a message the other day. She was like, hey, like, I had a tummy tuck and a butt, like a BBL and I was, I don't know, like a couple of years ago, and she's like, and I got totally botched, and now my body is just totally all over the place, but I have these big boobs, right. I have no idea what to do with them. Can you please help me? And that kind of thing is so interesting, because to me personally, I thought when you get a breast augmentation,
right,
they can be so much perkier that you wouldn't necessarily have the same problems.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why,
but obviously you do.
I think yeah, totally.
Still, like, added weight. I think that's the thing, is never implants. Like, even like if you've ever worn like inserts in the bathing suits, like those silicone implants, they're heavy. right? So even if they're perky, they're still like more weight. So you're like, oh no, what do I do now?
Right. Right. And people like perceive you differently too. Like, I think that is something true that nobody really talks about. Like, people perceive you differently, whether you're more small chested or big chested. And I'm sure all of us, especially in the workplace, like, have gone through that where like someone else who's less curvy wears the same thing and nobody cares. And then if we wear it, it's like, that's inappropriate. Like, people just think certain things. And I know there are studies, actually, there's not a ton, but a lot of some studies that back up when someone sees someone who's got a big chest, they think you're promiscuous, you're less intelligent. Like, and I think if you're small chested, you probably never think about that. And then you get bigger boobs and you're like, oh wow, like, people see me differently.
Totally.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Did you start your page based off of like having a lot of conversations with people and then wanting to just share them? Or did it kind of come from a personal, you felt like you didn't have community to be able to kind of lean on? Is that why you started it?
Yeah, kind of both. So now I've done Busties Forever maybe 4 years, I think like four and a half. And initially, like, you know, I love working out and, you know, the sports bras can be rough. They've gotten a lot better, but, as, you know, 4 years ago, even then, it wasn't as great as it is now. And I was like, I'm going to make my own sports bra. But then I learned really quickly, like, it's really hard. I'm like, there is a reason why maybe we don't have great options. Like, I just, like, didn't have the money. I didn't know what I was doing. And then I was like, all right, we're not doing that. Like, let's crawl before we try to do something that ambitious. And so on my personal Instagram, I was thinking there has to be other people who struggle at least just find a sports bra or just like have big boobs. And in my family, I'm really the only person who has big boobs. Like, my mom's very, very small chested, my sisters, my cousins. And I will say, looking back, I think my mom did the best she absolutely could. But I never, like, it was always kind of me figuring that out alone and feeling really different. And same in my friend group, like, all really small chested. And I didn't really have a lot of big boob friends. So I went on my personal Instagram and I shared on my stories, like, if you're someone who identifies as having big boobs, like, I'd love to just chat with you. And I got like 20 messages. And even people who were like, they said to me the message, like, I saw your story and I just flipped through it. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's me. Like, I think some people forget you have big boobs or you just don't identify as having big boobs. And I just asked them all sorts of questions. Like, what was it like growing up with big boobs? Like, how do you feel about them? Do you like them? Like, what has your experiences been? Do you feel that it's hard to go shopping or do you feel like you have no community? And they were all like, yes, I feel all of those things. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to start Busties Forever to have a space for us to talk about these things. And yeah, like, it just kind of started from there.
I love that. That's really cool because I really do think you stand out because, you know, so many people are, I mean, we're doing reviews, right? And we have these conversations in our DMs, but there's really not many people that do pages just focus on like, hey, let's talk about the issues that we all face. Like, we'll do posts on it, but like a dedicated place where you can just go and vent and share and cry or like not cry or anything like that. Like, something that I don't know if I ever would have thought that was something that I needed, but seeing your page, I was like, oh, this is really cool to have a group of people that you feel like you can talk about this and not get the eye rolls or not get the, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I can't relate, like that kind of thing. And so I appreciate that you're offering that.
Yeah, no, I love it. And like, when I created it, I was thinking of ways, like, I saw kind of like a white space there. Like, nobody's like even talking about that. Or like, you know, body positivity, acceptance. I feel like it's like, perhaps like for me, like, I'm petite size, like plus size is not the right space for me, but I'm not quite petite. Cause like I have an F cup, I have F cups. And I felt like there was such an opportunity, and like all women, regardless of your size, have complicated relationships with their boobs. It's just, we're not talking about it. And like, I feel less alone and I feel more confident because I know I'm not alone and like other people get it. And I think like that's huge because these boobs aren't going anywhere. Like, and I think as you get older, your relationship only is going to get more complicated because, like, they're also always changing. Like, not all of our body parts are always changing, like boobs. Like, they're very unique body part, and I think we owe it to them to give them a little TLC and a little attention and talk about them.
I really love your outlook on that. Like, not a lot of people talk about them in that way, where it's just kind of like they're such a unique part of our body that really does change constantly. And people still, I think, are only just learning that now, you know, when they haven't got a bra fit in like 3 years, you know, that kind of thing, when we're actually starting to come out. And I'm curious, because obviously you have a great relationship with your boobs. Have you always had a great relationship with your body and your breasts?
Growing up, no. Like, it was challenging. I developed really early. Like, by eighth grade, I was already, like, a D cup. And, like, you know, I got my period fifth grade. Like, I just developed really, really early. And, again, in my family, like, it was unusual. And there were definitely comments. Like, my mom definitely, I remember her taking me to the boutiques to get properly sized. Like, she really tried to help a lot. But, like, there were always comments. And I think, as well, when you develop early and you happen to develop bigger boobs, like, you're just, people comment so much. Like, this sounds really dramatic, but it feels like your childhood's kind of over. Like, you're not running around. Like, and this is true. A lot of girls drop out of sports early if they develop big boobs, like, because you can't find a sports bra. You don't want to be judged. Like, we had this horrible, y'all probably had it too, pacer test in gym class where you just run laps. I hope those are done. I hope, like, I really hope that as society has woken up a little bit to things that are like, why are we doing this? I would get, like, catcalled the whole time. I'd wear a sweatshirt. Like, it was so uncomfortable. And I remember, like, thinking, like, I just want to chop them off. Like, I hate them. But then, like, I think once I got to college, I don't know, I just, like, kind of came into my own and was like, they're just boobs. And luckily, I don't know, like, I just kind of found my way. And I think I've also been lucky with partners who really, like, celebrated my body. And I think also being exposed to women who weren't brought up in my community. Like, I'm white, I grew up in a very white community. And then I went to college and I was exposed to people from different countries who celebrate curves. And I think that's been eye-opening throughout the Busty's journey, talking to people who are from different backgrounds where they feel like their boobs are even more sexualized, or it's like my curves are more celebrated. And I feel like, oh, wow, like, okay, this was more just like my upbringing and what I was exposed to, and like what was in my family is not what's cool in other families and communities. So I feel like just coming into my own really helped, and like, I found my way and learning from others.
I can really relate to that. Like, I also developed early and then hated my breasts for a long time. I've shared this story quite a bit, but it took a lot for me to actually get to a point of acceptance. And I also really relate to the fact that I felt I was very shut off from the rest of the world because I was from such a small it was very conservative. It was very modest. It was very like one way. So when I entered into the rest of the world, and I actually described my life as the new Barbie movie that came out, because I went from this, like, what I thought was this perfect life and family, I stepped into the real world and went, oh my God, there's so much I don't know. And it's definitely one of those things, was that like bodies are actually so different and celebrated and it's not, you're not doing something wrong if you show your breasts. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah.
Like, not totally showing, but like wearing a low cut top isn't something that's horrible, but that was something that was kind of
taught in my household. No, I was just going to say, like, when I did those interviews, I feel like it was a common theme for all the women I talked to, regardless of like race, where they grew up, ethnicity. It was like, especially when they were growing up and they had big boobs, they felt their moms really covered them up and were very focused on that to like protect them from getting those comments, from being shamed, from people thinking you're older than you are. And like, honestly, to protect them from like mostly men. And like, that's just so it's like we're brought up with that, and then we grow older, we're like, wait, wow, like I can show something and I can have a good relationship with them. We have to like unlearn that.
Yes, absolutely.
I was thinking about, because as I've shared before, like I did not grow up busty, and I think that looking back, I definitely remember the girls who did, because I went to a uniform school, and so we had the button shirts. And I very distinctly remember, like, one day, you know how like boobs kind of like sprout overnight when you're like in middle school?
Yes.
One day, one of the girls came in and like it was like the talk of the school. I was like, this is stupid, because like the buttons didn't close. And so people tell, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, Sabrina has like, you know, D cups. And I remember it was like the conversation amongst the people and the parents and like everything, because like the shirt didn't close. And I'm like, this is humiliating that this is like she's having to undergo this much scrutiny, especially since we were all had to wear the same clothes, and none of them were. It was like she was always trying to wear like those little sweater vests over so it would be over the thing. I felt so bad for her. I was like, this is like insane, right? Like, this is so much drama, like that this is
and those uniforms, buttons are not busty friendly. And like brain, I'm happy you brought up parents. Like I remember growing up at this like sleepover, and one of the, like, I was like, honestly, fifth grade. And one of the girl's little sister said something like, Bridget has big boobs. Even my mom says so. And I was devastated. Like at that age, like I was crying. I really wish my mom had called that mom and like bitched her out. But my mom's like, you know, Irish Catholic, would never like confront someone, but would talk so much smack behind their back. Like, I really wish she had. And I brought it up to my mom. It was so traumatic for me. She was like, I don't even remember what you're talking about. But I remember thinking, like this is a parent. Like, you're talking about little, like, girls develop. You know they're developing. That's such a vulnerable time for girls, boys, whoever. And, like, you're talking. And there's something about boobs where I think adults think they can, if people in general can talk about it. They can comment. They can touch. Like, and it's just like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're a parent and you're an adult and you're talking about these kids? Like, not okay.
Absolutely. And like, so kind of going back to your page a little bit, you obviously discuss multiple topics. Is there something in specific that you really enjoy talking about, or something that maybe you wish you knew before you started your page that you now talk about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think I most enjoy like what my community responds well to. Like, of course, I love like doing the fashion stuff. That's really, really fun. And they definitely, when it comes to fashion, are very curious, like what people are wearing to the office. Like that definitely is a hot topic. And now I actually happen to be going more into the office. So I'm like perfect timing with my life. But I think when it comes to like more experiences, breast reduction was really eye opening. Like they constantly, that's a topic that always comes up where people want to hear from others who've done it or have just thought about it. Also like dating, they're really curious about that and like just navigating that world, and even just like kind of wild experiences, like even, you know, with fashion and work, like I've received some experiences from busties that, you know, they were told to go home for wearing an outfit, or just like got these comments that made them really uncomfortable and like they're just trying to do their job. And I think that definitely breast reduction, I didn't anticipate would be such a big topic for them, but they're very curious about it. And like same with me as well. And I think an eye opening there is I've had a lot of busties share they've gotten a breast reduction, and like then like they just happened, you know, their weight changed or they got pregnant and like their boobs got bigger than even when they, before the reduction. So like that, but then like, I think everyone who shared their breast reduction story with me has been like, it didn't change my relationship with my boobs. Like it wasn't just, wow, I love them now. So they were just sharing as like kind of a caution, like nothing's going to make you love them. And you have to like come to terms with that on your own. And I think that's like just good to know for people who are thinking about it.
That's interesting that like the surgery didn't change. I mean, I think it obviously depends on like each person and like why you got the reduction. Like I definitely talked to people who were like, they were just so big that they were, I was in so much pain. And so like the pain relief kind of reductions where they're gone and you're like, oh my gosh, I can like move without pain.
Yeah.
Like amazing stories. But the people who get them taken off because of like, you know, I'm self-conscious. Like, yeah, sometimes like having those reductions doesn't fix that, that sure. like that mental, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very interesting for me. I would love to have small boobs just for a day. Just for a day.
Yeah, yeah. Like try it out.
Just to test it. Like it was so funny. Once when me and my fiance first started dating, I was always complaining about my boobs, right? Like and this was before I got a good bra, like all of these,
he knew I hated them.
And one day I came into the kitchen, he had a big smile on his face and I was like, what? And he's like, just come here for a second. And he picked up my boobs. And then he's like, he looks at me and I was like, oh my God, that feels amazing. He's like, now jump. And I jumped up in the air and I was like, I cannot actually believe how good that felt. He's like, I just wanted to try it. Honestly, yeah. I was like, that's the closest I'm going to get to having small boobs and knowing what it feels like.
As someone who's had both, I will tell you that you can be insecure about any size. Mm-hmm. Right? I was so insecure for so long. So I'm like, I wish I had more boobs. And then I got boobs and I was like, nah. Like, maybe. Like, what should I, like, you, if you, if, like, you can have complexes about either of them, especially if you, like, they take on what other people say, because people are going to comment either way if you have small boobs or big boobs.
Right.
But you also can really dive into the positives. Like, a lot of it is mindset and what you choose to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. Having come from both sides, because I've been on both sides and been like, I hate them. I love them. Like, I hate them. I love them like every day.
Oh my gosh. That is real. And it was also, to your point, eye-opening when I started Busties Forever, my own family members had started talking about their boobs to me and like, you know, they're smaller and they opened my eyes to like their experience. And one of them was like, I was really thinking about getting implants and I had no idea. Like I had no idea that she felt this way. And she also like, you know, had to go through her own journey to love her body and her shape and her natural boobs. And like, I think I didn't realize just talking about boobs, it opened other people to like share their experiences, whether they're big or not, or, you know, or just like going through something.
Yeah. That's really awesome. I'm so glad that you're doing this. Okay. So I'm actually curious because you kind of opened the door earlier about cool conversation, like the DMs and discussions that you've had. So have there been any like standouts, like favorite discussions or most interesting things or like specific ones that you can point to that you're like, I have to tell you guys that this happened?
Definitely the dating ones are kind of like, oh my, like you kind of can't believe them. And one bestie who messaged me, she's like newly divorced, so she's got a kid, and like, you know, she posts photos of herself on these apps and like just men messaging her, you know, like, can I feel your boobs on her date? And she's like, what? Like, no. And he's like, then why were you posting a photo like that? And she's like, it's literally like a photo of me with like a shirt on. Like, these aren't promiscuous photos. And it's just like really bold of what people do or like what they think is okay on any dating app to message someone something like that. That's been like wild, because like I dated a little bit on the apps, but I never like fully went through that experience. But I remember like on some dates, it's just like with people I met at bars and I'd go on a date with them, I usually would dress kind of more conservatively in the on my top. And I remember one guy like up and down me, and he's like, I can tell you got big knockers under that dress. And I was like, what? Like, it's just wild, some of the things that people say. Or like, I've gotten some funny ones with like in-laws. Like one person messaged me, they were like at Thanksgiving with their in-laws. And I think their mother-in-law said something like to their kid about her and her like conservative Thanksgiving look, like, oh, that's a little too booby, don't you think, for like the holiday. And it was like, What's wrong with you?
I hate it. It's just like, you shouldn't be rich for because you know family's gonna be around. It's like, this is just what I want to wear.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of shocking how people will, like, when you do have bigger boobs, like, they just feel entitled to, like,
yes,
and it's all right, negative, and you're just like, I didn't even, like, why would you say
right
that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
my sisters as well, they have smaller boobs, and they can walk around at a family event braless, you know, and like, mm-hmm, and stuff too, and then it's like, if I just wear a tank top like this, it's like, oh, your bra straps are showing, shouldn't you put on a sweater? It's
right,
like, sorry, like, yes. I just don't understand the difference here, but
yeah,
and it's a strange conversation because it's always, big boobs have always been commented and talked, mm-hmm, about more,
right,
than small boobs, no matter what, and I just don't,
yes,
understand that,
right? Or even, I feel like, you know, I don't think people really comment if you've got like a big booty. Like, I have a butt as well. Like, nobody says it. If you're like wearing jeans, like, nobody's saying anything. And it's just, cause I also know butts could be very sexualized as well, but there's just something about boobs, that history where like they are up for grabs and up for comments. And it's just very interesting.
The last time I worked in an office, which is, this is probably why it's the last time I worked, like formally, like I had like a great personal assistant job where I worked on my own. But before that, when I was in a bigger office, I had this meeting and I was wearing, you know, a Henley. So it kind of like went up to here because it was a casual office. And after the meeting, and I had been like presenting the whole time, like my buttons had like come undone. Mm. Like I looked down and my whole bra is like,
oh my God.
I don't think I told you that, Satara. I like just remembered that. I
got to my car. You blocked it out.
Literally, because you know, Henley buttons, they're soft, right?
Yeah.
And this is, again, I was like newly busty. And I had also like, you know, I was really young. And so I didn't have my closet. I didn't have anything like really high quality. Like it was just not a nice shirt. And I was like so demoralized. And I'm like, maybe no one saw. And I got called in for that. I got called in and they were like, this is, you're just like, this is not the place to like dress for attention. And I like cried all the way home. I was like so sad that they thought that I was trying to like be sexual in the office, but it's just because I had a low quality shirt that like couldn't handle. And like, that made me really passionate later about like getting into this. Cause I'm like, that was one of the worst experiences I've ever been through.
Just because
of the boobs. Like, right. It's so embarrassing, kind of for no reason. Like, so if they saw them pop open, somebody should have just stopped you. But instead, they had to make it this big deal afterwards.
I also continued to work, right? And so, I was really upset that I was like, there's so many women that work here. No one... like, and I was young. I was like the youngest person in the office. Like, no one thought to come up to me. Like, clearly people were talking about it because the first thing was like, you know, people have been saying that blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so young. And like, why no one like thought to, no older woman thought to come up to me and help me. And like, you just guys have been talking about me.
And that empathy. Yeah.
No,
that's why Besties Forever is important, just to like open people's eyes. I know, like, total PR person. But speaking of like, that's something that's come up a lot with people who have big boobs. Like, they feel like people constantly think they're seeking attention. They're just like existing. That's something like I know my followers feel very self conscious about. They don't want people to think they're like seeking attention.
That's a whole other topic for me because personally, I think I've had, and I've shared this story before, but it's not the person, like, we don't have to change the way we're dressing. It's the people around us. And like,
right.
I think I've seen that totally firsthand with this one YouTube video that I had out. Like, when I first got on YouTube, I created this short and it was showing like a poor fitting sports bra versus a good fitting sports bra, and it was happily living on my page for a year, an entire year, just happily, just hanging out there, just growing, whatever. And one day, the comment section got a hold, some men got a hold of the comment section and blew up in just inappropriate comments. And then it got banned after 24 hours and they took my video down.
Wow.
And
it's like, oh my gosh.
That was totally fine until yeah. people made it sexual and then they had to remove mm-hmm. it. So the people commenting on it. And to yeah. me, I was, that opened my eyes the most. I was like, we're not being sexual. It's the people making us feel sexual. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Totally.
But
I'm sorry that happened. The life of a busty creator, the life of a busty creator. Yeah. I've gotten like gross comments too. It's like always men. And the comments that upset me the most, they're like, no way are you an F cup. Like they yeah. just have this vision. Well, I think women do as well. Cause as y'all know firsthand, like, so many women are not wearing the right size. And for example, one of my friends, you know, her body changed and we were talking about boob bras and she's like, oh, I'm a C. And I was like, you are not a C. Like I tell her, and she's like, no, like we women often have this idea of what a double D is because of society and what people think of that. And that I think, honestly, there's such a stigma and that's why some women aren't wearing proper bra sizes. It's even like with pants, like you think, you know, an extra large is, oh my gosh. So you'd rather wear something that's not fitting you, not supporting you, and you're not comfortable because of what society says about that size.
It's true. Yeah. All of it is messed up, but that's why we're here.
Right? Yes.
To rein it in a little bit, let's go into one final question. Bridget, tell us a little bit about the goals, the things that you want to do, how you want Busties Forever to kind of go on in the future.
I have quite a vision board. I definitely want to make Busties Forever, a bigger space and community. And I want more Busties to join the conversation. And I think down the road, like I have an idea for some fun merch that we can do. And also with Boobs on the Move, like I'm moving to LA probably like August, September. And I know because run clubs are really popping up everywhere. And I don't see a lot of busty people in those run clubs. Like I know that there is such a need for this and just beyond running, just to work out together. And I really want to build that and somewhere where we can have fun and, you know, talk about the sports bras we're wearing and, you know, stories and all of that good stuff. So I really do want to make Boobs on the Move a bigger movement, literally, and just continue to grow and connect more with amazing people like y'all. Like y'all are like such an inspiration for me. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to have more of a platform and, you know, maybe we could have a book where we share these stories. Like I think about like if I was younger, like 10 or 13 developing big boobs, like just having a book where like people share their experiences would have helped me feel less alone. And like, okay, it's not just me. Because again, like people still aren't talking about boobs or they're not getting properly sized and all of that. So I think there's just the sky's the limit with this. And as long as people have like open heart and open mind, like I would love for them to join the community and open bust.
Please do it in LA so that we can get some of these busty celebrities to get right, like to like be in the right side.
Yes. It's so funny. Everyone was like, oh, LA is going to love that.
They will. Please blow it up so that, because one of the things I love about your page, I love when you do the celebrity busty posts, right? Because like, it's really cool to see, because Hollywood doesn't usually have a lot of busty people, right?
Right. And yeah.
When you spotlight that, because then people can be like, oh, that's me. And like, what are they wearing? And like people to look up to, right? And I think that's important to spotlight them.
So. Yeah. People love the red carpet. And then I always like try to get creative. Like, okay, how did this celebrity wear that dress? Like what's supporting them underneath? Cause we want to know. And yeah, you're so right. There are a lot of busty. Like I remember growing up, I think Jessica Simpson was what kind of my like role model, like for having big boobs. And I remember when she came out with her clothing line, I was like, oh my gosh, she has to have something that'll fit me.
Yeah. I do remember that too. Yeah, it's good to have to show that those people are there. But yeah, definitely blow up boobs on the move in LA so that we can celebrity boob discussions would be super helpful to move this stuff forward. Right. But anyways, Bridget, like we're so excited about what you're doing. I think that it's very much needed. And again, there's just not really anything like that. There's not much out there about like just us talking, right? And so we really appreciate that you're like taking the dive to stir up conversations. Like that's awesome.
Yes, thank you.
thank you so much. Yes, and for people listening, follow at Busties Forever. Please join the conversation. And thank you both so much for having me on. Like, I look up to you both so much. Like, busty slabs yourselves.
We're trying. We're really trying. No, we appreciate it. And yes, follow Bridget, and we'll put all of her information below.
Thank you so much for watching, everyone. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.